symbols. Just like the most awakened of alchemists realized, once we begin to recognize the dreamlike nature of reality, the opposites begin to merge. Spirit becomes materialized, taking embodied form, and matter, which is recognized to be an unmediated revelation of spirit, becomes divinized. The universe then assumes its revelatory and theophanic function of being a living oracle of and for itself, speaking to and from something within ourselves. The quantum universe is speaking symbolically in dream speak, and once this is recognized, quantum physics reveals its heretofore hidden, hermetic side. Sounding like an alchemist, Pauli felt that reality in itself is symbolic. This sounds similar to the Tibetan Buddhist idea that the universe is a living symbol of itself. Jung writes, "There are, and always have been, those who cannot help but see that the world and its experiences are in the nature of a symbol, and that it really reflects something that lies hidden in the subject himself, in his own trans-subjective reality." Similarly, Nicholas Berdyaev writes, "Everything external, material, everything of the object, is only a symbol of what is taking place in the depth of the spirit in man." Historically, in the evolution of our species, as well as in an individual's life, recognizing the symbolic dimension of life as a momentous event, a literal expansion of consciousness that changes everything. A symbol, by definition, is a conjoining of two factors or two levels of reality that are normally conceived of as being opposites. Synthesizing matter and spirit, for example, a symbol always expresses the one through the other. It comprises both without being either, to quote Jung. In other words, a symbol can express spirit through the medium of matter. In describing a symbol, Jung could just as well be describing a quantum entity when he writes, "This dual character of real and unreal is inherent in the symbol. Only that can be symbolic which embraces both." In describing quantum entities, which are said to both exist and not exist simultaneously, physicists are describing the symbolic nature of reality. Quantum physics is a symbolic procedure used to render the symbolic nature of reality into form, as well as into our minds. Just like in a dream, sleeping or waking, there is a function in the unconscious that creates symbols, while there is another function within us that understands the symbols. Both functions are aspects of ourselves, as if we have split ourselves in two so as to communicate with ourselves. The ultimate aim being unification on a higher, more integrated, and conscious level, with greater degrees of freedom and deeper dimensions of wholeness. The symbolic dimension is a manifestation of the interplay between the dreamer and the seemingly external sleeping or waking dream. The dreamer and the dream are not separate, but indivisible, interrelated, and interactive parts of a unified quantum field. The dreamer and the dreamscape, just like the experimental quantum physicist and the world they are exploring, mutually reflect, inform, and affect each other, reciprocally co-arising together in a synchronistic, cybernetic feedback loop. The unconscious takes the raw material, the alchemical prima materia of psychic life, and shapes it into communicable symbolic form so as to reflect it back to ourselves. Once we are touched by and change in relation to what the dream is speaking to in us, the unconscious then in turn will respond and reflexively transform, changing its form relative to us. The integration that we've achieved as a result of metabolizing what the dream is reflecting back to us is instantaneously relayed back to the unconscious, which then reworks, rewords, and retransmits new mythopoetic reflections of itself and ourselves back to us. This process happens both over time and in no time at all. In other words, it not only happens instantaneously, but is happening at each and every moment, which is to say that this process is happening right now. As if intimate partners in relationship, we are always having a dialogue with the unconscious, which, being non-local, can manifest both within our mind/body, as well as seemingly outside of ourselves. The unconscious and our conscious selves work in concert, co-inspiring and conspiring with each other to create symbolic meaning. To say this differently, we are always dreaming in, through, and as our life. Transmuting the world into symbols, by definition transcends the distinction between the inner and outer, between the subject and object, between dreaming and waking, and between spirit and matter. Symbols create a bridge that connects the inner and outer reality. Becoming more fluent in the symbolic nature of reality is to develop what Jung calls symbolic awareness, the language of dreaming. To see our life symbolically is the doorway which begins to unlock the never-ending magic of the quantum. Symbolic awareness and the symbols that are the objects of our symbolically attuned awareness are not separate things interacting, but are interrelated parts of a whole, indivisible quantum system. The symbolic dimension is not objective, existing separately from our own mind. The symbolic script of our universe is not something we are passively watching. Rather, it is a revelation that we are actively dreaming up and co-creating, knowingly or unknowingly, at each and every moment. The symbols precipitating out of the interplay between ourselves and the universe is the very language through which our consciousness communicates with itself/ourselves. A primordial revelation that is speaking in the language of symbols, the universe is a living symbolic scripture, a literal and symbolic book of life that is thirsting to be interpreted as such. Realizing the symbolic dimension of reality liberates us from the curse of literal matter, quantitative space, and historical linear time. In the symbol, to quote Jung, the world itself is speaking. If the world is not recognized as the symbol of itself that it is, like prose that is written in stone, we demythologize the sacred dimension of the world, and the world then solidifies as mute, immutable, faceless, forever collapsing into seemingly concretized objectivity. Elementary particles are like living symbols, pregnant with a deeper meaning. In Jung's words, an unsurpassed container of meaning. Manifestations of the dreamlike nature of reality that have crystallized out of and into our world, reflecting back to us the very dreamlike nature that they are expressions of. The creation of a symbol, Jung writes, is like the becoming of human life in the womb. If the depths have conceived, then the symbol grows out of itself and is born from the mind, as befits a god. A symbol is an informational analog of the experience that it is representing. If decoded, the symbol can be converted back into the original experience, bringing us with it in the process. As if once again describing subatomic particles, Jung writes that for a symbol to be effective, it must be sufficiently remote from comprehension to resist all attempts of the critical intellect to break it down. A symbol, like an inscrutable quantum entity, is always more than we can understand at first sight. Jung writes, the symbol always says, in some such form as this, a new manifestation of life will become possible, a release from bondage and world weariness. The quantum realm, when recognized as a foreshadowing of the dreamlike nature of reality that it is, truly portends a new manifestation of life and a release from bondage. When we connect with a symbol, to quote Jung, it is as if a door opens leading into a new room whose existence one previously did not know.